You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on A Joseph Campbell Companion. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Notes on A Joseph Campbell Companion, Reflections on the Art of Living. We'll start with a quote by Joseph Campbell. Quote, "So that's what destiny is. Simply the fulfillment of the potentialities of the energies in your own system." End quote. This book is a must-have. I'll share a bunch of big ideas with you here and won't even scratch the surface of this ridiculously densely packed book of wisdom. Please get it now. Joseph Campbell is one of the most incredible teachers I've ever seen. If you've watched the Bill Moyers PBS series, The Power of Myth, you know what I'm talking about. The glow in his 80-plus-year-old eyes, the giddiness with which he talked about the spiritual truths, simply amazing. And if you haven't watched that series yet, add it to your cart on Amazon when you get the book. All right, I can get all misty-eyed and rambled, but let's jump right in and celebrate the man who brought us the hero's journey and the wise, wise words, follow your bliss. We'll start with that, follow your bliss. Those three words capture the message of Joseph Campbell, the amazing mythology guru and mentor to George Lucas, who based much of Star Wars on the classic archetypal journeys Campbell documented. It's rather simple. Three words. One, follow. Two, your. Three, bliss. Key words, bliss and your. Not someone else's idea of your bliss, not what you think should be your bliss, not what you think would impress the crowd or appease the family. Your bliss. What truly gets you giddy. Oh yeah, follow is kind of important as well. Get off your butt and go out there and follow your bliss. Pretty please and thank you. The next big idea is excitement. Quote, "Nothing is exciting if you know what the outcome is going to be." End quote. How funny is it that we get stressed because we don't know exactly how everything is going to turn out? Can you imagine a life where everything goes exactly as planned? It's pretty much called Groundhog Day. Not so good. Embrace the unknown and celebrate the excitement it generates. The next big idea is phone call from God. Quote, "To refuse the call means stagnation. What you don't experience positively, you will experience negatively." End quote. All right, imagine a soul phone ringing. It's God on the other line. But you just let it ring and ring and ring. Not a good idea. You stagnate. And all that potential positive energy you would have unleashed on your hero's journey, it comes back against you and destroys you. Eek. And if you don't believe Campbell, Jesus said the same thing. He said, "If you bring forth what is inside you, what you bring forth will save you. If you don't bring forth what is inside you, what you don't bring forth will destroy you." We'll move from there to the hero's forest. Quote, "You enter the forest at the darkest point, where there is no path. Where there is a way or a path, it is someone else's path. You are not on your own path. If you follow someone else's way, you are not going to realize your potential." End quote. Well, that pretty much sums it up. Are you following someone else's path? If so, you simply aren't going to realize your potential. Yes, we know that society does anything but encourage us to discover who we are and how to go out and give ourselves to the world. But that's why they call it the hero's journey. If it wasn't a challenge, it'd be something like the average person's journey. Not so inspiring. So engage in your hero's journey. Find your own way. And while you're doing that, remember the next big idea, shedding skin. Quote, "The old skin has to be shed before the new one can come." End quote. Nietzsche made a brilliant comment on this as well. He said, "Shedding one's skin, the snake that cannot shed its skin perishes. So do the spirits who are prevented from changing their opinions. They cease to be spirit." End quote. We must shed our old selves to transform into the new. So how's your skin? Do you need to shed a bit, my friend? What do you need to let go of in your life? While we're on the subject of that shedding of skin, let's look at this, crucifixion and resurrection. Quote, "If you want resurrection, you must have crucifixion, end quote. That is powerful. A snake that cannot shed its skin perishes. The old skin has to be shed before the new one can come. If you want resurrection, you must have crucifixion. So quit holding on to your old identity. You know you need to change, so change. And remember Campbell's wisdom, we must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. And remember another one of my favorites called omelets. Quote, you can't make an omelet without breaking the eggs, end quote. I love that. Why do we have this silly notion that we can transform our lives without some challenges? It makes no sense. Have you broken any eggs lately? Quit tiptoeing and go for it. In fact, jump. Quote, a bit of advice given to a young Native American at the time of his initiation. As you go the way of life, you will see a great chasm. Jump. It's not as wide as you think. End quote. That's so great. And as you know, the hallmark of the advanced soul is a healthy relationship to fear. As we grow, we develop a deeper and deeper trust in that force that beats our hearts and grows our fingernails and, miraculously, seems to make those chasms not quite as wide the moment we jump. Emerson tells us, God will not have his work made manifest by cowards, and pleads with us to always, 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 always do what you are afraid to do, and assures us, do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain. And what about this classic from Everest climbing mountaineer W.H. Murray? You've probably heard this one more than once, but it's always worth repeating. He says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen events, meetings, and material assistance, which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. How about you? Are you at a chasm? Jump. It's not as wide as you think. And remember the next big idea, say yes. Quote, the warrior's approach is to say yes to life, yeah to it all. End quote. I love that. Say yes right now. Yes, 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 yes. Do you feel that? Good. Now say no. No, 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 no. Do you feel the difference? If you're like me, yes has a light, fun energy. It almost lifts you out of your seat. And no has a heavier, closing in energy. Open up to all of life, the ups, the downs, the opportunities to let your soul shine. Say yes. And love your fate. Quote, Nietzsche was the one who did the job for me. At a certain moment in his life, the idea came to him of what he called the love of your fate. Whatever your fate is, whatever the hell happens, you say, this is what I need. It may look like a wreck, but go at it as though it were an opportunity, a challenge. If you bring love to that moment, not discouragement, you will find the strength is there. Any disaster that you can survive is an improvement in your character, your stature, and your life. What a privilege. This is when the spontaneity of your own nature will have a chance to flow. Then, when looking back at your life, you will see that the moments which seem to be great failures followed by wreckage were the incidents that shaped the life you have now. You'll see that this is really true. Nothing can happen to you that is not positive. Even though it looks and feels at the moment like a negative crisis, it is not. The crisis throws you back, and when you are required to exhibit strength, it comes. End quote. Wow, that is worth a rewind and a re-listen, or four. Amazing passage. I don't know about you, but quote, the moments which seem to be great failures followed by wreckage have been the incidents that have shaped the life I have now. I'm sure we could each swap a bunch of stories. I'll share one with you right now. How about when I dropped out of law school after a semester at 23 years old? Oh, and I ended a 5-year relationship in the same week. I was spinning for months. I moved back into my mom's house to her great delight. Maybe not. I simply couldn't figure out how I was possibly going to create a life within what I saw as very limited options. I entertained way too many different ways I could end it all. Eek! I like to say that I felt a bit like a fire hydrant with all this energy, but there was this glass wall 6 inches in front of me, bouncing the water right back on my face, nearly drowning me. Here's the interesting part. The only thing I knew I wanted to do when I dropped out of law school was to coach a Little League baseball team. Well, first I burned my resume. But that's what I did. I volunteered to help a neighbor friend coach his son's 9 and 10-year-old baseball team, the Angels. We were the bad news bears. I think we lost our first 5 games. But I learned something. I learned that the quality of a kid's experience in youth sports was shaped in part by the quality of the coaching he or she received. My neighbor friend and I had no idea what we were doing, and it showed. Not just in the standings, but in the morale of the team. Before law school, I was a consultant with Arthur Andersen and learned a few things about technology and databases. And I had an idea. What if I could create an online system? At this stage, the web was in its toddler stage in early 1998. But what if I could bring a system that could bring these teams and leagues online and create a community where new coaches like me could learn how to run a practice from the expert coaches? You know, the ones with the headbands and clipboards who kick everyone's butts. And wouldn't it be cool if I could make it easy to put a picture of Johnny sliding into home that his grandparents could check out if they missed the game? Out of this idea, I created my first company, eTeams.com. My genius 22-year-old partner and I was 24 then, cracked open our piggy banks, put $5,000 each in, and from our living rooms, within 8 months, we built a suite of tools that served thousands of teams from around the world. We won the business plan competition at UCLA, raised $1 million from angel investors, grew from 2.5 employees to 45 in less than a year, then raised another $4 million, hired the CEO of Adidas to replace me as the CEO. We also hired the eventual winner of The Apprentice 2, and then saw the market bottom out in 2000. That's when I first really got into self-development. A woman who worked for me said I would love Dan Millman's Way of the Peaceful Warrior. I read it. And it lived up to its subtitle of A Book That Changes Lives. So to make a long story a little shorter, we wound up selling eTeams, and I got enough cash to take a few years off to figure out what I'm here to do. I became a philosopher, immersed myself in the universal truths, became friends with Dan Millman, created my next business, Zods, sold that, and here we are. And guess what? It all started because I followed what tiny bliss I felt at the darkest point in my life. I followed that little voice within that said, you dig coaching kids, do that. And out of the wreckage, I learned to trust the words of another favorite teacher, Wayne Dyer, who says, in my world, nothing ever goes wrong. Remember Nietzsche's wisdom, what does not destroy me makes me stronger. Love your fate. Whatever the hell happens, say, this is what I need. And most importantly, follow your bliss. All right, one more big idea and we'll be wrapping up this philosopher's note. One of my favorites, your hair and fire. Quote, Sri Ramakrishna said, do not seek illumination unless you seek it as a man whose hair is on fire seeks a pond. That's hot. No pun intended. We're way too timid in life, and that includes our spiritual development. Is your hair on fire? Or are you afraid of looking too intense and freaking out your friends and family? Get over that. Your life's a little too short to worry about what other people think, wouldn't you say? And as our friend Tim Ferriss says, the author of The 4-Hour Workweek, he says, don't worry, they don't think that often anyway. And remember, the only people who are going to give you a hard time for being too intense are the ones who aren't living very fully in the first place. I guarantee you that. So I hand over a match to you and suggest that it's time to light our hair on fire. Let's have some fun with this one precious life of ours and enjoy this wonderful hero's journey. All right, that concludes this philosopher's note. I will wrap it up with the bio of Joseph Campbell, a couple of suggestions on notes you may enjoy, and some quotes from the sidebar. Here we go. Joseph Campbell was born on March 26th, 1904, and he passed away on October 30th, 1987. He was an American mythology professor, writer, and orator, best known for his work in the fields of comparative mythology and comparative religion. That's adapted from Wikipedia. My suggestion, read his stuff. He rocks, and you can learn more at his foundation, jcf.org. And if you enjoyed this note, I'm quite sure you're going to enjoy the note on the power of intention, the seven spiritual laws of success, and the gifted adult. Now to the quotes in the sidebar of those PDFs. This one is from Joseph Campbell. He says, "There is no security in following the call to adventure." And how about James Joyce? He says, "When the soul of a man is born in this country, there are nets flung at it to hold it back from flight. You talk to me of nationality, language, religion. I shall try to fly by those nets." Joseph Campbell says, "The hoarder, the one in us that wants to keep, to hold on to, must be killed. And what will they think of me must be put aside for bliss." Nietzsche says, "What does not destroy me makes me stronger." And Campbell says, "The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are." Wayne Dyer says, "In my world, nothing ever goes wrong." And Campbell says, "Follow your bliss. The heroic life is living the individual adventure." And finally, Campbell shares with us, "People say that what we are seeking is a meaning of life. I don't think this is what we're really seeking. I think what we're seeking is an experience of being alive." Well, can't think of any better way to end this note. Hope you enjoyed and look forward to sharing the next one with you. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to www.philosophersnotes.com to download more.